AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama is expected to soon address police leaders, lawmakers, and mayors from around the world, taking part in a White House summit on violent extremism. Earlier today, the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, through an interpreter, told the others that her city has seen some success in using schools to prevent young people from becoming radicalized.
Behind each pathway towards radicalization, prior to that, there's always, at some point in time, some school failure.
Obama's speech today follows a series of speeches and panels examining the links between extremism and faith, gender, the internet, and the private sector. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who might run for president next year, says mistakes were made in Iraq, including the failure of his brother George H.W. Bush's administration to make the country more secure after Saddam Hussein's government fell.
Not creating an environment of security after the successful taking out of Hussein was a mistake, because Iraqis wanted security more than anything else.
In a foreign policy speech to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, Bush asserted again that while he admires his father and brother, both former presidents, he is his own man. The Federal Reserve releases the minutes of last month's meeting in which officials were unsure about when to raise interest rates.
The Fed's benchmark interest rate has been near zero for more than 6 years. Minutes from the last meeting show worries about inflation and continued weakness in the job market. Since the meeting, there are encouraging signs about job growth. Some experts think rates will start rising in June, but recent developments have some thinking it might happen in September. The minutes show policymakers are worried about dropping the word patient to describe how long they are willing to wait, fearing financial markets might overreact. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 17. This is AP Radio News. Singer Nicki Minaj says two members of her tour have been stabbed in Philadelphia. One of them is dead. Police say the two were attacked by another man outside a bar after they argued inside early this morning. A 29-year-old man is dead. A 26-year-old is in critical condition. It's a dog's life for the winner of Best in Show at Westminster Kennel Club show in New York.
She doesn't get any money for it, not that she'd have any use for money, but winning the Westminster Kennel Club dog show entitled Miss P to a day on the town. Morning TV shows, a trip up the Empire State Building, a Broadway walk-on, steak lunch at Sardi's. A quiet little beagle accepted it all with aplomb, which is more than you could say for her co-owner, Lori Crandallmeyer.
You know, probably a week from now I'm going to look back on this day and hopefully I'll even remember everything that's happened today, but it's just, like I say, it's been overwhelming, and I don't think it's really sunk in yet.
Westminster was the 4-year-old Pooch's 20th and final show title. Now she retires to breed. Warren Levinson, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday, all at once. Your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk. Your PM wants feature adoption by cohort. And your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response. All backed by your actual business context, as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.